talk about a game that went back and forth. You were down 9 early, got to within 1, just went back and forth throughout. It's a great game, and unfortunately didn't turn out in Scott City's favor tonight.
No, it didn't. You know, it was an exciting game, you know, if you're a fan, for sure. Unfortunately, we just had too many of the same mistakes, you know, with the turnovers. They speed you up, and, you know, at times I thought we showed some guts and really broke it and handled it well. But late it kind of showed its head again, and I think we went probably 4 or 5 possessions in a row where it was a turnover, and we were putting them on the line for 6 straight free throws. And so a lot of things that we did well, you know, they battled, you know, all night long. You know, our guys played really hard. We went to man, and our post guys, you know, had to get out there. The biggest thing early was we were overextended on our defense, and they just kept getting to the bucket and kicking out for wide open threes. You know, so we kind of sunk in on our man-to-man defense and tried to make the ball stay in front of us. But, again, it's just those turnovers. Mm-hmm. We've got to clean those up. And, you know, with Dylan going out, that doesn't help out at all because he's our primary ball handler. But, you know, I thought we saw a lot of good things. I thought Avery came in and just gave us terrific minutes. You know, his defense is poised to be in there for the first time. I thought he did a tremendous job.
Absolutely. Here, you know, you talk about the unforced errors. Really, both teams had a lot of them, and you could probably cancel that out. Really, probably where it broke down to the difference here, you missed Scott City missed a lot of shots underneath there from point blank and did not hit a three. Coronado hits 9 threes.
Yeah. I mean, you say that we don't hit, you know, any threes at all and they hit 9, you're probably not thinking it's a, you know, overtime game.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've talked a lot about our advantage being within our post. We've got to be able to take that advantage by getting the ball down the floor, though. So we've really got to focus in and lock in on handling the ball and not overdoing it. We want to attack the press, but once we beat it, we got to slow it down and play under control. You know, I thought we did a lot of really good things, but unfortunately, just the turnovers and not hitting any outside shots.
Well, Gus Hawkins, what a big night. He kind of took that game over, hit that big shot to force overtime. Ronnie continuing to make strides there. Just a second game back since the sophomore year. And, you know, your bigs continue to be really pretty dominant here as well.
Yeah, they are. And they're a load to handle. And that's why, you know, we've got to get our guards to slow down mentally as much as anything. Because when they get sped up like that, they're probably not in the right rhythm or mindset to be shooting the ball. You know, nobody really plays well when they're rushed. We've got to get better at handling the ball and handling the pressure. But Gus is a big old dude down there and came up with a couple of really big baskets for us, you know, late and forced the overtime. And unfortunately, we couldn't get it down there too much in overtime.
Boy, it was big. It was an opportunity there to the Cunningham kid who ended up with 30 points. Mm. Are we going to see a player like that the rest of the year? I mean,
oh,
he's phenomenal.
Kid's crazy. His athleticism is just nuts. And when he's hitting shots, I mean, it makes it even harder.
Yeah.
I think somebody on my way up here said, did he have 40? I'm like, God, I hope not. But
it was close.
30's bad enough. But, yeah, he's a heck of a ball player. He's so athletic and hopefully we don't see anybody quite that good.
Yeah, no kidding. But a lot to learn from this game, and I think you still, even at 1-1 and a tough overtime loss like this, I think there's still a lot to be excited about with Life Prep coming in tomorrow night and then playing Liberal Saturday.
Yeah, you know, our guys are going to continue to grow. You know, they're in the locker room. They weren't holding their heads. They're disappointed. And, you know, that's good to see as well. But they're going to be ready to go. You know, the good thing about playing in this tournament or this classic is you don't have much time to, you know, think about the game, you know, in the past.
Well, it was a great effort, a fun game to watch there. A lot of excitement in the second half on there. Tough loss there, but Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Thanks again, as always, Coach. We'll do it again tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.